these recent
initiatives. Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've... Mahler's just going to green room right onto the microphone, aren't you? I mean...
I'm looking at my notes,
he's
man.
He's almost like he was a communications expert.
I come prepared. Half of this team comes prepared.
That's why it's half good. Well, we're at Costas. We're drinking key beer. We're plugging Baltimore Magazine. We're talking about the Restaurant Association of Maryland and Maryland Restaurant Week. And I hope that everybody goes out and takes a minute. Before we go any further, let's talk about Maryland Restaurant Week and people going out. And you guys have been the biggest advocates for years and years and years for Baltimore County doing this. The city's been doing it for years. We're doing it all over the state this week here. We've got to get restaurants back, and that was part of me doing the crab cake tour. Yep. Part of us being here today is that these are our friends, these are our neighbors, and I remember a year and a half ago the struggles for everyone. And I know it came to your doorstep, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were told we expected to lose upwards of 40% of our bars and restaurants in Baltimore County. And, you know, fortunately, because there were some great federal resources that came down, the state was a great partner, you know, our friends, our associations, our individual businesses, everybody stepped up, made hard choices, sacrificed for their employees. We put forward $20 million of relief for our small businesses, including grants that were just direct operating grants to our bars and restaurants, that we did things like help with outdoor dining. We expanded their footprint. We have just actually recently extended the right to do outdoor dining basically by right without additional costs as part of...
I mean, that was huge, John. I mean, I hear that wherever I go, the outdoor dining. And the outdoor dining thing appears to have been one of the positive things.
I think it might be here to stay.
I do, too.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I do, too.
And people love it. And so,
it's
going to
be like Paris.
I do.
and some people... Yeah, some people feel more comfortable in the environment we're in, and we embrace that. And I want to commend all of our restaurateurs who have embraced that.
Can we do something about the flies? Just outside? That's the only
I don't know that we have control. Hey, I tell you what, though. I do see some crab cakes. I do see some food
circling.
I see crab imperial.
Johnny O'Shea.
Crab imperial alert.
In talking about restaurants, and last year when sports stopped, you know, I was having you on talking about curbside, stimulating business. People were doing drive-thrus, all of that.
Yep.
And I know we're going to talk more because it is Maryland Restaurant Week. Businesses staying afloat and getting help from the government. No one wants a handout from the government, right?
No.
I mean, restaurants have banded together, entertainment business, keeping these things going and getting people out. I think we didn't realize how important all that was. It was all taken away from us, right?
Well, and then how critical of an industry it is in terms of like a flexible option to have food that we like, to provide jobs and opportunities for people. So we were expecting 30 or 40%. You know, we can count on our hands.
Yeah.
It was so small, but that was because everyone came together.
At places like Costa. I mean, look at this.
Look,
it's happening.
Don't touch the platter. I told you. I know the rules. Don't touch that. You'll be a burned county executive.
Oh, see, I was just holding up the crab cake. I'm dumping my salty.
Don Donnelly from Sparrow's Point. What's wrong with you?
Thank you.
And listen, I get the Oysters Rockefeller here, but one of my favorite things in the whole world is, and I'm going to put it right in the middle of the table. You've never had the cream spinach here?
I have not.
Are you like Popeye? Or are you like anti-spinach or something?
Before you get in there, I'm going to scoop some of it out and put it on the side.
All we need are spoons, and we're good. Absolutely.
Well, why you're doing that and why
this is broiled, by the way. Are you broiled or fried?
I'm a broiled guy.
Okay.
Man, you've heard of Costas. Get over here to the east side. I mean, this is simply spectacular.
I mean, it was programs, it was policies that we passed, and Don actually, with the other former county executives, wrote this great op-ed in support of the NOTE Act that we passed in Baltimore County, where we're supporting not just our bars and restaurants, but our entertainers, and we sort of changed the law so that people can now do musical performances in these venues under reasonable conditions. So, you know, again, there have been good. This has been hard, it's been challenging, but there have been some highlights that I think we actually will be better for as a result of our efforts coming out of this thing.
Oh, I think there's no doubt. And while we're focusing on local government, you know, your doctorate is obviously in policy. You're a policy guy. And I was struck because there's always a risk to what I'm about to suggest. But you commissioned an independent audit of all government operations, including the school system.
Yep.
That's an idea that's probably been talked about in the past. I can tell you, people go, well, we got to be careful because we're not sure what we're going to find. That didn't scare you.
No, you can't. You can't improve unless you know what's there, right? And it goes back to just sort of being that authentic person who tries to be open and transparent about what we do. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So, you know, I wanted to do it both for the county government proper and the school system. And look, this isn't a gotcha thing. This isn't about, like, let's point fingers and find blame. This is, let's find ways that we can save taxpayer money. You know, a Democrat who both wants to make investments but also do so efficiently and be held accountable. But let's also, like, let's view this as a path to be even better, right? We should always be aspiring to be better than we currently are. And unless you're willing to have someone else come out and give you that real honest assessment, and it was, there were thousands of surveys, hundreds of interviews, people within the county government, within the school system, partners like our labor groups. I mean, everyone had a stake in this, and these are experts who have spent, you know, decades in other governments and doing this work, figuring out what the best practices are, ways to be efficient. And so we should embrace it.
Any initial takeaways, CE? Anything that's jumping out at you that you say, okay. Let me put it this way. Let me rephrase it. And you may not have all this yet, but do you anticipate some low-hanging fruit, things that you'll say, hey, we can do that pretty quickly?
Well, for us, I think there absolutely
will
be.
That's what I mean.
I mean, and actually what's been encouraging is because this has been delayed a little bit with COVID, this is going to be an over a year-long project. And so a lot of the recommendations are going to be things that we're now either wrapping up implementing or we are in the process of standing up. That we're sort of, we found on our own. But it's good validation, right, to say you're on the right road. And for the school system, I think it's, you know, we have a lot of unmet needs still. And so can we look at things like the concerns about the size of the central office and redirect those? Like, this isn't about taking money away from our kids. This is like, can we be smart about redeploying those resources to the front lines where they're needed most, which is in our school buildings, our principals, our vice principals, our support staff.
Spend the money the right way, right?
That's right.
That's your job, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's why you get elected, is to spend the money the right way.
That's right.
Johnny O is here. We've come to the right place. We're, you know, this is almost, we're like halfway between Dundalk and Sparrows Point and the Patapsco side. I came to your side. Like, literally, this is
more close to neutral as you're going to get.
If we were dividing up turf, East Point Mall would be mine and that side, and you would have this side,
that's
I would
right.
think, right?
Are you going to dig into that?
No, I'm not.
You're not going to let us see that?
No, I am going to wait here. Marshall West is going to join us with
can
the Restaurant Association.
Can the CE dig into his crab cake?
He can do whatever he wants, man. We're just, what I wanted to do was talk a little about crab cakes because, like, you've had a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
This is a world-famous place. I've been all over the state, and there is such a thing as an East Baltimore crab cake.
Oh, yeah.
This crab cake is different than a lot of other crab cakes.
That's right.
A little more Old Bay-ish. Mm-hmm. Jumbo lump is a big thing.
Really good.
It's a thing. Oh,
yep.
My God. Yeah,
yep,
it's delicious here.
You know, there is, you know, and they'll be, actually, what's interesting is we recorded part of a campaign commercial here, and so part of what made it into one of the ads was the actual making of,
right,
because it's so, like, just authentic to who we are as a people in this region, in this county, and here on the east side.
If Anthony Bourdain came back to life and came to Baltimore, and I brought him the Costas, I brought him the Fadleys, I bring him to these places.
I'm having trouble getting by the microphone.
I told you he's going to make a mess.
I can't get by the microphone.
I told you he's going to have it all over the microphone.
Well, it's
this
microphone.
Stop. How are those French fries, by the way?
They're pretty good.
It's what makes the crab cake in Baltimore so outstanding is that there are so many great places to get them.
And they're all different.
But they're different.
They're all different.
Yeah.
Brandon Scott wants to meet me at Coco's, so we're going to meet him on the 8th of October. The mayor of Baltimore will be joining us at Coco's for a crab cake, his favorite crab cake. Crab Imperial, you guys have been giving me a hard time. Like, Crab Imperial, Nestor's the king. Yeah, when's the last time you had Crab Imperial? Don't lie to me. Seriously, if you get it on a rockfish, do you get a chicken chest?
I've had it on a chicken chest speak or on a rockfish. I have not
recently.
It's been a while.
Here?
Not here, no.
I had not had it, and I told this story earlier, and this is great to tie into Maryland Restaurant Week, all right? Go someplace and get something new.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, right? That's what I did last month, is I got new things. So, French fries. Moeller starts in on me with Michael Steele down in Prince George's County. We're having a crab bomb. Now, the crab bombs is almost like this giant thing. It's got triple yolk mayonnaise. It's very creamy, very rich, right? So, we're down there, and he starts in, hey, you're gaining weight. You're gaining weight on a tour. And this is like 2 weeks in, and I was gaining weight. I started looking like a chipmunk, right? I gained 10.5 pounds during the month of August. Amazing. 42 crab cakes in 30 days. I didn't exercise. Okay. I was in the car every day, right? I mean, I did a little mountain. In the way. So I came back and I said to him on the recon, I said, look, I'm fat. I went over 160. I'm fat, all right? So he said to me, well, you're getting older now. You better get to Planet Fitness.
I'm going to get
Sandra to work you out, you know? I said, I'll be back down to my playing weight. I got on the scale yesterday morning, all right, after I went to the bathroom, got my Rofo coffee, 151.
There all right? You go.
So I've taken most of it off.
It's almost gone.
And I'm watching you eat those French fries, and I'm watching. So I did my little thing here, and this is my way of saying I had the fattening craze. This is,
you did
this
it.
Is way more fattening than that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Way more.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
It looks great. The cream spinach looks amazing.
You've never had... Look at county executive, I'm not allowed to call you Johnny. I have to. He tells me I got to call people by their title. So go ahead.
We'll
I called Michael
there,
Steele Mike instead of the lieutenant governor. He freaked out on me.
Oh.
So I want you've never had. This is the best cream spinach on earth.
We'll and just it, try a little
have
bit
you
here.
Had cream spinach before?
I have had cream spinach.
It's not.
Before.
It never tasted like
on
this.
On earth.
This has different stuff.
That's
in
a pretty
it.
High.
No, this
that's
has different
high bar.
Stuff in
okay.
it. He has a thing. Well, you're drinking a beer. He has a little liqueur. Something in there that makes it a little different. And then he puts it on these. On the oysters here. So let me tell you this, Restaurant Association of Maryland head. When I'm done with the crab cakes, I'm doing 31 crab cakes next year in 31 days, and I hope the Maryland Restaurant Association, Restaurant Association of Maryland, RAM, R-A-M, sponsors us again next year because I'm going to 31 crab cakes next year. I'm going to go to all new places, do new things, try to gain 12 pounds next year probably before it's all over with. But what I've learned is the crab and the oyster, and I learned this from Marty Gary, right? Your pal.
Yeah.
They go
hand in hand. Yeah.
Right? So the Oyster Recovery Act and the grasses that grow in the brackish waters of the Chesapeake Bay and up the Choptank River, that they harvest these oysters everywhere. I've seen the oyster shells. If you drive down to Hooper's Island and you get a crab cake at Old Salty's, there's your hint, okay? So people ask me where they should go, and having done 30 crab cakes and 30, people say, you might want to go to Old Salty's or Suicide Bridge, even though you have to turn left at the Confederate flag at Hurlock. But they have oysters. They have the oyster recovery, and they harvest the oysters, the shells, and it's very, very, very important.
Yes.
So, in the summer of 2022, we'll do oysters.
There's the plan.
All right.
One fun little crab cake story here. So, last playoff season, I think I got the worst.
You made a bet.
We lost. I made a bet.
You made the Buffalo Bills bet?
The Buffalo Bills bet.
Oh,
I was looking for wings in exchange for crab cakes. But, of course, so County Executive Pulling Cars, who is Erie County, which has Buffalo in it. Fun fact.
Poor guy.
Erie County actually owns the Bills Stadium.
Oh, there you go.
So you
ended up shipping some crab cakes,
did you? We placed
the bet,
but Pete and company here helped us ship out some crab cakes. Mark did a good job of rubbing it in about how delicious they were.
I bet they had never had a true Maryland crab cake. That was probably their first voyage.
What I've learned, and I had a couple, I had 42 crab, I had four really lousy, one really like inedible, sent it back in St. Michael's, that it is possible in the state of Maryland to get a bad crab cake. Just be careful, everyone, all right? But if you've never tasted it, if you're just from Idaho and you roll in here, you got to get a good one. So make sure you're checking out our friends at Costas. We're going to be at Fadley's on Monday as well. We're going to be with the mayor, Brandon Scott, at Coco's in a couple of weeks. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. My big thanks to Johnny O for joining us. We're going to do some overtime for sure. We're going to be talking about the Restaurant Association of Maryland, all the things they do, as well as Maryland Restaurant Week. I'm going to have my friends from Amici's on next week. We've already had I have a big roster next week of places that serve crab cakes, Nacho Mamas, places I got to get to next week. Local places, man.
That's right.
CVP, I got to get them, right?
Absolutely.
You got your work ahead of you.
All right.
Keep working.
My thanks to Johnny O. Elbows, because I don't touch people. Yeah.
Thanks for everything
Don
you're
Moeller
doing,
Don touches
T.
everybody, including the crab cakes here at Costas.
Another French fry.
The Crab Cake Tour continues right after this in Dundalk and Costas.
Eat your crab cake.